now time for the MLB.com Cut Forecast. Cut Forecast. The Cut Forecast. It's a cast from Cut Four. Here it is.
Hello and welcome to the Cut Forecast. I'm Dakota Gardner. I am joined, as always, by Gemma Kaneko.
Yes, it's me.
It is you. And this week, Ian Kay is with us. How are you, Ian?
It's also me.
It's also you. You're here.
I'm good.
You're living
good.
In the moment. You're present.
I am.
I mean, as far as anyone knows, this could all just be you and several different voice generators.
I would be very, very talented if that were true. I would not be doing this podcast if that were the reality.
It's just a soundboard.
Yeah.
We're both your imaginary friends.
Yeah, this whole thing could just be a figment of my imagination. Uh-huh. I've been hit on the head with a hammer and just hallucinating this whole thing. Well,
that's a dark way to start hallucinating.
Yeah, man, wow.
I was thinking more in the cartoony sense, but yeah, that's true. We've got, I think, a lot to get to today, but before we get to all of that, I have to say, first of all, shout out to North Carolina, to Charlotte, North Carolina, the home of the Carolina Panthers. I didn't cry when they lost the Super Bowl. I came very close, but aww, did not cry. I held it strong. And sorry to everyone in Charlotte, North Carolina. All right, let's dive in here. And we have a lot to get to. We'll talk a little bit about watching the Super Bowl, which players we'd want to watch that with. We'll also talk about the ceremonial start of the baseball season. That's pretty cool what we think our sort of traditions for that are. We'll discuss which baseball pet is the best. But, of course, before we do all of that, we have to do the Cut Forecast pop quiz. Now, Ian, the last time you were here, I think it was the last time you were here, we did, for the Cut Forecast pop quiz, the Grapefruit League teams. Or maybe that was a couple times ago. But either way, now, since we're even closer to spring training than we were at that point, we are going to attempt to name every single one of the Cactus League teams. That is right. Every team that plays in Arizona for spring training. Does that
we'll
make
see.
Sense?
We'll see how this goes.
Okay.
Okay.
At least I can't make the faux pas this time of just not saying the Florida teams.
Okay, the way this will work, again, just to rehash, you'll each take a turn naming one. If any of you gets one wrong, you'll have to go first at the end of the show when we sum up the podcast in 140 characters. If you name all of the teams, then I will go first.
Okay.
Are we on the same team? Last week it was unclear who's...
You're sort of competing. Okay. We're all on our own team.
Whoever, if we both win, then we beat Dakota.
Yeah.
Like if we get it.
But if either one of you
I
loses...
If I mess up, then I lose. And if you mess up, then you lose.
Right. Yeah. So,
well, last week, like half the podcast was trying to figure out who had won.
Everyone, yes. I won.
But no, it's clear there's really only losers in this one. There's no real winner.
Correct.
As is the Cut Four way. All right, so who wants to start? Ian, you look like you want to start.
The Diamondbacks.
Okay, great. The Diamondbacks. Gemma?
The A's.
The Oakland Athletics. That's correct.
Mariners.
That is correct.
Angels.
That is correct as well.
The White Sox.
Yes, sir.
Cubs?
Yep.
Padres?
Yep.
Royals?
Yes.
The Tigers.
Incorrect.
I'm shaking my head vigorously.
Tigers
Lakeland.
Florida.
Really?
Yes, sir.
I don't know why.
Here are the teams that you guys did not name: the Cincinnati Reds, the Cleveland Indians, the Colorado Rockies, the Los Angeles Dodgers, the Milwaukee Brewers, the San Francisco Giants, and the Texas Rangers. I believe the Reds recently moved.
Yeah,
there.
I would not have gotten that.
I really thought the Tigers recently moved there.
No, they're still in Florida.
The only one I knew Giants, and then after
Giants,
that, it would have all been.
Absolutely,
it would have all been
the Dodgers.
I knew the Dodgers played there. I don't know why I didn't just say that one first.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so Ian, you'll have to go first when it is time to sum up the pod.
Can't wait.
You know, I'm sure you're thrilled. I'm sure you're uber excited. All right, let us get to our first topic. Now, the Super Bowl happened. I'm obviously very sad about it.
Mm-hmm.
Great many people are happy about it. Good for them. Two people who are probably really happy about it are Bryce Harper and Jock Peterson, who were there at the Super Bowl together watching the game.
I don't think they were together.
They weren't together, but they were there.
Yes.
They were there. And I like to, in my head, they were there together. Because I think
together among 100,000 other
all
people.
Baseball all baseball players hang out all the time. That's how the world works in my mind. But it got us thinking, which baseball player would you want to go to the Super Bowl with? Let's say I gave you two tickets, or really any big sporting event, but two tickets to the Super Bowl or a big national game. Who in MLB would you want sitting right next to you as you enjoyed that game? Gemma, why don't you go first?
I don't want to go to the Super Bowl because okay. It seems boring. But I do want to go to a World Cup game.
Okay.
I think that would be really fun. And I want to go with Tim Lincecum.
Why is that?
He's super into soccer. He celebrates in really weird ways. So I feel that whatever he would do, you know how people dress up as eagles and like Teddy Roosevelt and stuff? I can just imagine that whatever Tim Lincecum would decide to wear to celebrate his love for America would just be phenomenal and incredible. And I would like to witness it and help him get the costume together.
Okay.
Then we could just go and cheer really loud.
For
and
World
be
Cup
really
final.
Silly. Yeah,
so
and
you're
wear disguises.
Assuming the U.S. is in the World Cup final.
It's not the final, it's a game.
Okay.
It's probably a quarterfinal, okay. To be honest with ourselves here.
I was told we were making the semifinal.
So it would still be really fun, though.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. And why don't you want to go to the Super Bowl?
I want to go to the halftime show, always.
Okay, well then which baseball player would you want at the halftime show?
I guess I enjoyed this year's halftime show. Mm-hmm. I just thought that this year's Super Bowl was not that exciting.
Tell me
about
it.
So, whatever. but the halftime show was delightful because Beyonce was there and she's great. The greatest, in fact.
Okay.
So I would want to be with someone who could fully appreciate that, you know. Maybe with Marcus Stroman.
Yeah,
he's got a lot
like
of energy.
Yeah.
I think he would have a lot of fun. Also, I really enjoyed his Super Bowl getup. He just wore a onesie the whole day.
Yeah.
We could wear that to the halftime show, and then we could just leave.
The Blue Jays, they
traffic.
Had a watch party.
They yeah.
Did, where they were all comfy and cozy.
And that's also something that's very important to me, especially if, you know, we're just going to wear onesies. We're going to come for the halftime show and then leave and not get stuck in traffic. It'll be perfect.
I think that's how it works. I think if you're on the field for the halftime show, you don't get to watch the game.
Great. That's the best. So that's exactly
that's
what
you
I
need
want.
To be. You need
yes.
to be one of those people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's my goal.
Fair enough. Yeah. All right. Ian, what do you got? Who would you want to watch either the Super Bowl or another sporting event with?
Well, I took it a little bit literally.
Okay.
You know, at the Super Bowl, I feel like I would want someone who could shed some insight,
yeah.
you know, on what's going on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps someone who played football, someone such as Jeff Samardzija.
I had his name down here as well. That's a
I
good
think
choice.
That'd be super fun because then he could be like, oh, like, look at the wide receiver splits as they're lining up. Like, he's totally running a skinny post route or something. You know, like.
You're really well versed on your on your football info.
Is that a thing, a skinny post route?
Yeah.
I think it's a Madden thing. I've seen it in Madden.
I mean, that's mostly going off on the playbook.
It sounds like a workout routine that you do that emulates, like, postal carriers.
A skinny post route.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like there's things that someone like that sees on the field that, like when you watch the college national championship and they have that room full of coaches that are, like,
yeah.
can predict things as they happen just because they know what to look for. I feel like that'd be super fun.
I think
so they know it was going to happen a split second before everyone else.
Yeah, that is good.
So you basically just want to watch, like, a future, like, on time delay, you want to know what's going to happen before it happens in
yeah,
the Super Bowl.
Yeah, pretty much.
So that you can seem smarter.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's the Super Bowl. I feel like.
No, I know. I would have liked that so that I could have known to tune away earlier in the broadcast than I knew that that was probably going to happen.
Dakota, if you want to just answer these with one word answers, that's allowed. You could leave the podcast halfway through.
You know, I work at Major League Baseball so that I don't have to deal with the Cam Newton hot takes. Just saying, this should be a safe space. The Cut Forecast should be a safe space where I don't have to deal with that. I will
what
say,
made you think this was a safe space?
Yeah, what in the interaction that we've ever had?
Whatever, guys,
that?
Okay? Whatever. I will say, I also said Jeff Samardzija for the very reason that you said. I also had Todd Helton. Is another example of that. Although not an active player, former quarterback behind Peyton Manning, he could have had some great insight. They're both quarterbacks of Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure he'd have had a lot of thoughts about Peyton Manning and how he's progressed in his career. And that would have been interesting to learn.
Is Todd Helton the better quarterback right now than Peyton Manning?
Potentially. Potentially. If Todd Helton was the quarterback of the Denver Broncos, would they have won anyway? Possibly. these are unknowns. And then I thought, who else would be really fun to watch with? Obviously, if you know me, Yasiel Puig, I would love to watch a football game with, just because he's very excited, mm-hmm. and he would enjoy that. And then I thought, I want also, in this kind of, I need somebody who will calm me down, who I was going through quite the emotional roller coaster during the Super Bowl, and it would have been nice to have had somebody who's kind of on an even keel, who can think about things analytically, who can sort of point out, similarly to Samardzija and Helton, what's going on in the field, but can do so in a very, like, reasoned way. I thought Joey Votto would be great for that, because he's a very centered individual, and I feel like that would have helped me as I had a mild panic attack watching my team lose.
You could watch the Grey Cup with Joey Votto.
Yeah, see, that's the other thing. Like, maybe he doesn't necessarily know it's 100% what's going on in American football, being from Toronto. We don't know that. Potentially he does. So it would be fun to explain to him the rules of football. That would distract me from my team losing. Which, as you could tell, has had a very profound effect on me.
Dakota's dream is mansplaining football to Joey Votto during the Super Bowl.
The best thing for you would be to be the worst person to watch a sport with. Hey, so do you know what the rules are right now? Let me tell them to you.
Look, anything that would have taken my mind off that
Joey,
game.
Joey, do you know what a skinny post route is?
That he probably does know. He looks like a Madden guy.
He could be.
Okay, well, I want to not talk about the Super Bowl anymore. I don't even know why I brought this up.
Because
this was a terrible idea.
It's the way that you can experience deep life emotions without them ultimately meaning anything.
I need catharsis, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's not happening anytime soon.
Aww.
All right, well, thankfully, and this is actually a pretty good segue to our next topic, which is that the Super Bowl, mercifully, is now over. And that means baseball is up next. We're the next big sport. We're ready to go. Spring training, just around the corner. Pitchers and catchers, it's like 10 to 6 days away, depending on which team you cheer for, something like that, and when you're listening to the podcast. So it got us wondering, what is the official start of baseball season to you personally? At what point do you feel like the baseball season has finally arrived? And this actually ties in somewhat to a review we received on iTunes of this very podcast. Ordinarily, we read these at the end of the show, but we'll read them now because I think it's a good jumping off point for this portion of the discussion. This one comes to us from Jason Poirier? I don't know how to pronounce this. What? It's the last name down there. I'm butchering your name, Jason.
Yeah. And I'll give it to you, whatever you want to say.
So I apologize for that, but I will read your review right now. The best in best in the game, 5 stars. That was the title. Typo there, but that's okay. Hands down, my favorite baseball podcast.
Yes.
I can't suggest a favorite episode, so I suggest listening to them all in order. Thank you, Jason. As a Detroiter,
yeah,
I have a question for future episodes. This past weekend was the 29th annual Babe Ruth birthday party at Nemo's Bar. So shout out to Nemo's Bar.
It's a good bar.
Where they give out free hot dogs and Cracker Jack and cake, and various guests show up. This year, 1984 Tiger Dave Rozema pitched the ball to the Babe's grandson at midnight across the street at Old Tiger Stadium Field. That sounds awesome.
Wow.
It's sort of a kickoff of spring here. What other big things mark the coming of spring in other baseball towns desperately awaiting opening day? Jason. Thank you for that question, Jason. That sounds awesome, being at that event. I'm really sad I wasn't there.
Me too.
That sounds like definitely the official kickoff. I don't know too many other like unique events that happen in towns, but it got us thinking about what specifically in your life is the start of baseball season. Ian, why don't you start us off?
Well, I think it's definitely during spring training, like the start of pitchers and catchers reporting is cool. That's exciting. You kind of see guys, but that sort of fades a little bit because like they're just kind of playing long toss for a long time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then you get games going, which is cool. But then like even then the regulars just kind of play a couple innings. So for me, it's really the first like dumb baseball brawl of spring training
okay.
that kicks it off, because like there is one every year. And it's like, oh, let's, you know, run in from the bullpens and do some, like, baseball-ish pushing and shoving, but, like, not really fight.
Hold me back!
And, like, it's usually a continuation of something that happened last season or in the playoffs. So, like, you know, maybe we'll get a Blue Jays-Royals one or, like,
sure.
a Mets-Dodgers where there's, like, some blood feud that ran over from last season that, like, needs to be settled before this season can start. And once that happens, then it's clear, like, these guys have just been there hanging out for too long and are like ready to play real games, that's when baseball is officially going for me.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's all about the fake brawl.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's good. I mean, when you think about it, they have to get in brawl shape, right? They have to practice that in order to be ready. You have to know when to leap out of the bullpen. It's all part of the training. Yeah, exactly. You can't just hop back in full speed.
That long jog from the bullpen.
Exactly. You gotta get ready for that. Or you don't wanna jump at the wrong time and start a brawl when there is no brawl, because then you're just all on the field like idiots. That's not good.
Security is gonna remove you.
Yeah, they're like, what's wrong with you? So you have to be ready and you have to know when the time to shine is, right? So that makes perfect sense. I agree with you. That's a good sign.
Yeah.
I will say the only bummer is that the Blue Jays and Royals are on opposite ends of the country. Same with
that's
the
a good
Dodgers.
Point. Would be hard to get in a cross-continental brawl.
But imagine if you had to run all the way.
That would be a thrilling brawl.
The Mets and Dodgers also on different sides of the country.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, once those four teams...
It could still happen.
Or there could be like... Side proxy fights.
That's gonna be a Noah Syndergaard tweet about how he ran all the way to Arizona just to like fight
probably.
A Dodger.
Probably. Yeah. He needs to tweet more, as we said last week.
Yeah.
All right, Jim, what do you got? What's the official start of baseball season?
So for me, I think it has a lot to do with it feeling physically like baseball season outside.
Stunning to hear.
I know. Just because I am obviously very weather sensitive and hate the cold and I'm just angry all the time. So I think that once it's closer to the end of February, again, like usually in the middle near the end of spring training, when it doesn't hurt to go outside every day, and then you start to see highlights, it starts to feel possible to me. So like maybe not in the earlier games, but then when like guys who are in the first couple of innings start hitting home runs and you're like, oh, home run. And then you go outside and you're like watching it on your phone and it's like 45 to 50 degrees, that's when it's baseball season to me. When I can feel like it's possible and I could see this somewhere near me, as opposed to like, it's so far away. And even though it is like in baseball, or it's in Arizona or Florida.
I want to take it back a second. It causes you physical pain to walk outside in the cold.
Yes, it's so cold.
You may need to go to a doctor because that doesn't
not
sound
hurt
okay.
When it's really cold.
No, like they're cold. I don't know.
I associate it as like being, it kind of
just
hurts.
Pain.
Well, because when you get really cold and then your hands warm up fast, it hurts. This is a thing. I don't know.
Get gloves. Why aren't you wearing gloves?
I have gloves, but I have to take them off if I want to turn pages.
Oh, there it is. Okay. I forgot you like read and walk like a crazy person.
If only you had an e-reader, you could just tap.
Yeah, but I'd still, with what? My tongue? Like I still have to.
I do it with gloves
it.
On. I, you
yeah,
tap.
You can do with gloves
you have
on.
The fancy
with the
gloves,
no,
the texty
regular
gloves.
Dakota
has
on
texty
my
gloves.
E-reader.
Okay, we don't need to talk about my texty gloves.
Anyway,
just
for
so you can text so many friends.
Yeah.
That's cold. Ew. All right.
Anyway, well, it has a lot to do with it being believable where I physically am that baseball could be happening.
I see what you're saying.
Yes.
That makes sense. I understand that your baseball thing is weird and weather related.
Yes.
Mine is not. Mine is more based on sort of events that are baseball-y taking place. So truck day is not my, it sort of happens in phases, right?
Mm-hmm.
The start of baseball season. Truck day is the first one. It's like, all right. We're getting ready. We're going to go down. We're going to watch some awesome spring baseball. But that's still, it's like, it's not fully there. It's only like this one passing fleeting moment. Then I was thinking it's the wave of articles about players being in the best shape of their lives, which is absolutely a spring tradition. And it feels, but then that I realized it feels like baseball is just around the corner. It still doesn't feel like it's here. And even opening day, it is so overwhelming. And it happens so over the course of really like 48 hours because there's like the opening night, then opening day, then there's all the home openers. It's just, it's so stressful and there's so much baseball and it's hard to like intellectually differentiate it from what's going on in spring training. So what I realized ultimately is it doesn't feel like baseball season has begun until there's a weird game that is in like the 18th inning and a position player comes onto the mound, and it's 2 a.m, and I'm still watching the game for some reason. That is when baseball is underway.
How long does it usually take for you to get really into, like, how long does it?
It's like 2 weeks. That happens really early on.
It kind of does.
Like in April or early May. It will,
I really thought that you were going to say, like, baseball season doesn't start for you until September.
Until the postseason.
Yeah.
What's the point? Of it? It's all about winning rings, guys. That's what it's all about. No. It's early on. I like position players pitching it because, you know, you don't really see that in spring training.
Nope.
Surprisingly.
No. Why would you?
Trying to work out all the pitchers. So. Yeah. Well, food for thought right there.
I like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You only see position players pitching when the games matter. Think about that.
Thanks for explaining that to us, Dakota.
You're welcome.
Dakota explains the rules of sports. A new podcast.
Yeah, just we'll watch as slowly people flee the room.
It's the line of scrimmage.
I hate you both so much. All right, well, let's move on here to this final topic. Who is it? It's Trevor May of the Minnesota Twins launched his website earlier this week or today, depending on when you're listening to this podcast. We're recording it on a Tuesday. And on his website, there's a prominent section for cat photos. And it's just photos of his cat because he knows that's what the people want. And he's there to give it to
them. He really likes his cat.
And, of course, this fired up the cogs in our brain. And that got us wondering and asking the question, who has the best baseball pet? I don't know. But we'll have a little debate right now and figure out. We will embrace debate and figure it out. Gemma, who has the best baseball pet?
Are we any of us going to say anything that's not David Price's dog, Astro?
I think there are other animals in the conversation.
I just want to say that I think Astro is the number one best baseball pet. Second,
Astro is the number one seed.
Yes. Second best pet is Matt Latos's pet cat, Latos.
Yes.
Because it's a great name. That. And the cat is really cute and clearly hates to be, like, because he always puts it in little, he, like, puts it in little clothes and has it dance around and it hates it. And it's cute and terrible. And then Matt Duffy's giant fat cat, Skeeter, is a good cat, is a good pet. So those are my top three.
Those are your top three. Those are the 1 through 3 seeds in our tournament. Ian, what do you think?
I'd like to nominate Josh Colemanter's hamster.
Yes.
Which is named Slider.
Yeah, okay.
There's something really funny about having a pet that's just, like, total free range. Like, you put him in the little hamster ball and just let him loose in the clubhouse. Like, you can't let any, you know, like a cat or a dog just, like, run around because they'll, like, bother people, or in the case of a cat, just, like, curl up in an inconvenient place and then be mean. But a hamster.
Okay, you don't like cats?
I actually do like cats.
Okay, just so.
A hamster, like, he's just kind of rolling around. And I can just picture him, like, just rolling down the clubhouse walk and then rolling right onto the field.
So
and then rolling out to the mound and pulling the pitcher out.
Yeah, I hope just that whatever he wants. It has a message in it. It's a courier hamster.
I would be concerned about just, like, losing it.
Yes, that's a thing that happens. All those stories, I'm not going to tell one, but, you know, when people are like, what happened to the hamster? Yes, you know.
It rolled away.
Yep.
That's a sad...
To paradise.
to hamster garden.
Also, you named it a Slider. That's pretty funny.
That's good.
Yeah, that is good. But you guys all left off a pretty important baseball pet. Hank, the ballpark pup.
Yes, Hank is good.
So the Brewers, Hank, he's sort of a mascot.
Who gets to have Hank in the offseason? Where does Hank live?
Look, if you're asking those questions, those are the wrong questions. Hank is ethereal, and that's the beauty of Hank.
I think he lives in Milwaukee. I think, like, a team employee may have adopted him full-time or something.
Oh, that's nice. That's good.
I think he actually did, like, find a nice home in the upper Midwest.
That sounds right, but I choose to believe he just lives in Miller Park and runs around.
Maybe.
And rides the slide.
Grant's wishes.
Yeah. That's how I imagine. And, like, you'll be sitting there watching a baseball game all of a sudden. Hank will run up. You know, you're in the upper deck. He's there.
I wish.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yes, that would be amazing.
They should do that. Come on, Brewers. Do that.
Just let him run around like a hamster.
Just turn him loose. Yeah. Let him go nuts.
Put him in a hamster ball.
Yeah, you can put him in a hamster ball. That's the dogs love that, I'm sure. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Astro's a good one. Astro's probably the choice here. But, you know, that's only because Astro is kind of ever-present. Yeah. He's in David Price's emoji.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He's very important to the baseball world at large.
And especially to us.
Yes.
All right. Well, it's that time. It's everybody's favorite time. It's the end of the podcast. That's why it's your favorite time. But also, it's time for us to sum up the podcast into 140 characters. Now, Ian, since you did so disastrously terrible in the pop quiz, I mean, you really brought shame onto both yourself and your family. You have to go first in summing up the podcast in 140 characters. Do you think you can do it?
I think so. Does Joey Votto have a Twitter handle?
Probably.
Probably.
I don't think so. Maybe he does.
Well, I can explain Twitter to him, and then that'll help.
Well, my tweet is, listen to the hashtag cutforecast so that at Dakota Gardner can explain things to you even if you're not Joey Votto.
Whatever, man. Blocked. I'm blocking you for that.
Not even muted, straight to blocked.
Yeah, straight to blocked. All right, Gemma.
No, I'm not going next. I won.
You didn't win.
Yes, I did.
Fine. I'll go. It's baseball season. Because the hashtag Super Bowl, or whatever, hashtag SB50,
yeah,
is over, thankfully. At Jeff Samardzija, what is he? He's the shark?
Something.
Yeah, shark something.
Knows what I'm talking about.
This tweet is a debacle.
I know.
No, I'm still emotionally shaken from hashtag SB50.
You know the thing where, like, people retweet something just to, like, make sure that everyone saw it? Yeah. It's like when somebody tries to send a DM and it comes out as a tweet and people retweet it. I'm retweeting that like that.
Would that tweet have been better if it was just a Peter Gammons-esque string of letters?
Yeah.
Those are the best tweets.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Well, that was terrible. You can all feel free to block me. Gemma, what do you got?
And actually, what I'm going to say is the hashtag cup forecast, I'll let at Dakota Gardner explain it. And then quote tweet when you just tweet it.
Retweet it.
I hate you both. You're both the worst.
And then with a picture of Astro, just to chill everyone out.
Yeah, you're both the worst. If you're listening, and if you have a better tweet that more accurately summarizes this podcast in 140 characters, and you certainly do this week, please tweet it at us, at Cut4, with the hashtag Cut4Cast. We'll retweet the best ones. We'll like some of the slightly less best ones. They'll all be better than the ones that we wrote, so you'll have that to look forward to. Guys, do you have anything? Gemma, you're the only person who regularly writes stuff for Cut4 who's sitting here on the podcast right now.
Yes.
Do you have anything that you wrote that you would
like
to point out?
I know that it was pointed out to us that we talk about soccer too much. However, I'm going to take this moment to talk about soccer and say that the team that Ian and I support, Tottenham Hotspur, currently second on the table.
Great.
Just, you know, to have that out there. But Eric Dyer, who plays for that team, was hanging out with Daniel Murphy. They got really dizzy and tried to hit baseballs. It's really funny. I wrote about it. You can read about it on the website.
MLB.com/cut4. Make sure to check that out. You can follow us on Twitter at cut4. You can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/cut4. You're listening to this podcast now. Maybe you haven't subscribed, in which case, do it. And while you're on the iTunes page subscribing to the podcast, you can write us a review like Jason did earlier, and we will read it on the Cut4Cast. 1 to 5 stars. If you want to ask us a question in your review, by all means, feel free to do that. We'll try to answer those. But yeah, thank you for being here, Gemma.
Thanks for having
Ian,
me.
Ian, thank you for being here, sort of.
For sort of being here, sort of thank you.
Thank you, sort
of. You guys, Ian is a hologram. I'm not sure if we've ever made that clear on the podcast, but it's like a Princess Leia situation here. So.
Yeah, it's exactly like that. Thank you for being here, Ian.
Anytime.
But mostly, thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.